Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on September 3rd is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. The City Council meeting is on the 3rd, but the 2nd of September is Labor Day, so city offices will be closed, and if Monday is your regular trash day, it will be picked up on Tuesday instead. The splash pad at the Energy Capital Sports Complex will be open on Labor Day, but that's the last day for the season, since it's going to start getting cooler here pretty quick. So head out to the Energy Capital Sports Complex and enjoy the last day of splashing for the year. Are you interested in local history, or are a professional in a historic preservation-related field? The City of Gillette needs applicants who are interested in joining the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission. The Gillette Historic Preservation Commission is a citizen advisory board created to protect, enhance, and perpetuate significant historical, archaeological, and architectural relics within the City of Gillette and the surrounding area. They're looking for members who can demonstrate knowledge, experience, or interest in historic preservation, or who work in a related field. For more information, or to apply to become a board member before the deadline on September 27th, visit gillettewy.gov/boards. Scams continue to be a problem for the citizens of the City of Gillette. Arm yourselves with knowledge by checking out either the scam prevention episode of Eye on Gillette, or if you missed it, check out the Scam Prevention Let's Talk Gillette podcast. I've linked to both of those in the description, although I think it's probably faster just to go back to the feed in your podcast platform for the Let's Talk Gillette one. The City of Gillette is hiring. We always need new police officers and dispatchers, and there are usually a few other city jobs we're hiring for at any given time. So visit gillettewy.gov/employ if you're interested in pursuing a career with the City of Gillette. And here's what's on the September 3rd City Council agenda. There are lots of parades coming up, with the associated parade permits and street closures before the council at this meeting. Both high schools have applied for their homecoming parades, with Campbell County's being from Twin Spruce to 3rd Street from 3:30 to 5:30 on September 11th. And Thunder Basin's making a big loop from Sinclair to Enzi, then College Drive, Slate Street, and Christnick Avenue on September 23rd from 4:30 to 5:30. Then there's another parade permit for September 21st from 1 to 2 p.m. with a route along Elon Street, 12th Avenue, Church Avenue, and 9th Street for St. Matthew's Catholic Church. For non-parade street closures, we've got one on September 4th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for Gillette Avenue from 5th Street to 6th Street for the Gillette First Baptist Fall Kickoff Event, and the street closures for the annual Memory of the 8 run on September 16th, in remembrance of the University of Wyoming track team members killed in a drunk driving accident. We've got a couple of planning items from way back. The advance agreements for 700 Axles Avenue and 2500 East Highway 1416. These agreements, if I remember correctly, and I do because I went back and checked my notes, allow the owners of those properties to continue to use septic systems, since getting them connected to the city sewer system would require running a line under both the highway and the railroad, and installing a new lift station just for them. So, not a cost-effective option. Council has two optional 1% supported projects on the agenda this time. One is the acceptance of public improvements for the 2024 4J Road, 6th Street, and Shoshone Avenue Street Improvement Project. The other is the bid award for the 2024 Pothole Phase 2 Project, which should start this fall and be finished by the end of the year. Council will also consider authorizing the mayor to sign a utility pole attachment lease agreement with Powder River Energy. There are a few places in and around Gillette where the city's power lines cross Precor power lines. This agreement would allow them and us to essentially share poles in those places, so we're not cluttering everywhere up with a bunch of extra utility poles. The council will approve the Fuel Island upgrade over at City West. It's where we fuel up city vehicles, and I haven't been over there in a while, but I always find it a bit interesting because the pumps at the fuel island have analog rotating numbers style counters on them, and I've literally never seen a pump like that anywhere else. It's all been LCD screens. That's not what was upgraded though. The upgrade is to the fuel management unit, which keeps track of mileage and engine hours for each vehicle to better track fuel use. Council will also consider the Energy Capital Economic Development Startup Challenge Agreement. They're in the budget already, but this is something about what category the money supplied by the city is for. And finally, Council will consider a quote award for the abatement of 407 and 427 Oregon Avenue. The buildings at those addresses have been deemed dangerous by the city building official, so the city will have a contractor seal them up. that's a brief look at the September 3rd meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.